USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Polls show most Americans support the federal COVID-19 relief bill, but if they knew what was in it, they might feel differently. Section 1005 of the bill offers socially disadvantaged farm owners total debt forgiveness, up to hundreds of thousands of no-strings-attached dollars per farmer. The qualification for the support by the federal government is that you cannot be a white-skinned farmer. Treating white farmers like second-class citizens violates the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Since Hong Kong began vaccinating the public with China's domestically produced Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine called CoronaVac, 3 deaths in 9 days have increased anxiety about the vaccine safety. Monday, a 71-year-old man in Hong Kong died 4 days after receiving his vaccine shot. The patient was reported to be in good health before the vaccination. It is estimated under 5% of China's population has been vaccinated. We are USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the 4th highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
More on the U.S.-Mexico border immigration crisis, Dan Naraki reports.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
This administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden, in his first national address, talks about the COVID-19 pandemic Thursday night.
We know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the scientists and the science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. Here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. If we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your family, and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. I'll tell you the truth. On July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen. Conditions can change.
Thanks to the efforts of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, Biden was able to get COVID-19 vaccine protection before he took office. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign on Thursday following a report of a 6th woman accusing him of sexual misconduct. While de Blasio has recently discussed the idea of Cuomo stepping down after previous allegations against him, the mayor said that the latest accusation is too much and he must go. 85 New York lawmakers have now called for Cuomo to resign or be impeached, as New York has no recall laws on the books. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.